Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Mike Goldsby for community comment. President Biden is 81, Trump is 77, and will be 81 in 4 years. This upcoming presidential election could be called picking the lesser of two feebles. Everyone acknowledges that our thinking and processing change as we age. Older people joke about having CRS, can't remember stuff. Also, it happens at different rates in different people. It's influenced by lifestyle, disease, heredity, many other factors. The National Institute of Health says the normal aging process is associated with declines in certain cognitive abilities, such as processing speed, memory, language, visual and spatial, and executive function abilities. Executive function abilities allow us to make plans, control impulses, and stay focused. These are usually developed between the ages of 3 and 5 years old. It's clear some adults never developed them in the first place. Executive function refers to a group of skills that help us focus on multiple streams of information at the same time, make decisions in light of available information, revise plans, and resist the urge to let frustration lead to hasty actions. Executive function sounds pretty important when you're selecting the leader of the executive branch of our federal government. Cognitive aging is natural. It's usually gradual. Cognitive aging is not a disease like Alzheimer's. Decreased executive functioning is one of the main reasons older people stop driving or have their licenses taken away. Memory is complicated. Short-term memory, long-term memory, prospective, procedural, and others. Normal older adults are generally good at retaining information and old memories, but it can just take longer to retrieve it. Attention is the ability to concentrate and focus on something specific. Our ability to focus and our ability to multitask both decline as we age. Language skills change. Our vocabulary remains stable, but it takes longer to retrieve a specific word, and it becomes harder to understand and process rapid speech. This is why older people complain that teenagers talk too fast. Television shows are increasing the pace of the dialogue above 160 words per minute. That's why more people are using subtitles. Experts like Dr. Leslie Kernisan describe crystallized intelligence and fluid intelligence. Crystallized intelligence is everything you've learned over time. Fluid intelligence involves taking in new information and responding quickly. Our intelligence gets more crystallized as we age. That's why older people get so upset by new technology. With normal cognitive aging, many people are still very capable and competent into their 80s and beyond, but some older adults begin to display delusions, paranoia like everyone's after them, and increased anger. That could indicate other problems.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.